in keeping with the Halloween thing here, I'm going to ask you a question, and here it is. Have you ever run out of candy? And if so, what did you give out when you ran out of candy? I talked about the year that one of our neighbors actually gave me beef bouillon.
Really?
Yeah,
nasty,
and I didn't know. I was like 10.
Little gold cubes.
And they're individually wrapped because they're, you know, Weilers. And I unwrapped it and put it in my mouth, and I'm like, this tastes like beef. When you're eating candy, the last thing in the world you want is something that tastes like beef. Right? That's why there are no beef candy bars. Nobody wants a beef treat when they're eating candy.
Beef treat.
Not that beef treats aren't fine if you know you're getting a beef treat.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's the element of surprise.
Right. So what did you give out when you ran out of candy?
Collard greens.
One in three of us grown-ups are dressing up. One in three.
Well, I know we all are.
Yes, yeah. We are.
Friday, we got the big costume contest.
Yep.
That's the best time of year.
It really is.
It is so much fun. We all dress up.
Be careful.
I can't believe Meredith's going to come as Flubber. She's going to beat us all.
No. This is my first year dressing up for the Halloween show, and I am pulling out some stops.
It's really cool.
I'm just going to come all up here.
Al won last year in the pregnant Indian costume.
That was great.
Pregnant Native American.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pregnant Pocahontas.
Knocked up Pocahontas.
That was beautiful.
You know, I ate you. I dominoed at about 9 o'clock.
That was something else. Yeah. So, anyway, we're asking you what you gave out when you ran out of candy. Hello, Leslie.
Yeah. 1 year we ran out of candy and we gave out Taco Bell sauce.
Oh my gosh, did you ask him at the door?
And you throw them in the refrigerator.
Did you ask him at the door, hot or mild?
That's awesome.
Oh man. All right, we got mayonnaise, we got
ketchup.
Horseradish.
Right.
That's so great, Leslie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if we only get one call on that, at least it was a good one. Hi, Janine.
Hey.
You ran out of candy. What'd you give out?
We gave out package wrapping, stripping stuff.
Say what?
Packages in.
Well, like bubble wrap?
Well, no.
Christmas wrapping paper?
It's kind of like strings that go around packages.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The year before, we gave rubber bands, and the year before that, we gave out buttons.
What's your address?
Buttons.
Have you thought about getting more candy this year?
Man.
Well, you know what? We don't give candy.
Happy Halloween. Oh, have a couple of buttons.
Okay, so you just have like a problem with giving candy out?
No, I have no problem. It's just that I know all the kids that are coming to the house.
And they want rubber bands.
No, they don't want them. They just
and paper
they wonder what we're going to give. And this year we're giving out surgical gloves.
So they can be Howie Mandel.
So you're like the crazy lady down the street that never gives out candy.
How many cats you have?
We have 27.
Oh, you don't.
Janine, you do not.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
27?
Yeah.
I'm catching your psychic.
You guys are just a bunch of freaks.
We are.
No, not you. I was talking about Ellen Kidd.
No, her too.
And one of those cats is 4 months pregnant.
4 and a half.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have one cat that
27.
Yeah, we have four.
Well, I hope you have hardwood floors.
We have four. They're not in my house.
Well, of course not.
Well, no.
What do you think she is, crazy?
Weird? Yeah.